Taiwan's president-elect Lai Ching-te will be inaugurated next month. Rapping in Taiwanese and Hakka and an a cappella performance will take center stage at the inauguration ceremony on May 20th. Organizers have a lineup packed with all kinds of performances to showcase the diversity of Taiwan. And for the first time, Tainan will host the inaugural state banquet with two special hosts who can speak a total of 8 languages.
The program for the May 20th presidential inauguration has been unveiled. It includes a performance by singer Sins Cho.
On the day, I will perform Taiwanese language golden oldies from the past 100 years. I hope you're all excited about it.
There's also the Jiutian Folk Drums and Art Troupe, the Jianguo High School Marching Band, Paper Windmill Theatre and Fire X, among others. Organizers say this year there will be novelties in the lineup, including an a cappella performance, rapping in Taiwanese and Hakka, and a stage that rises and drops. For the first time, the inauguration banquet will be held in Tainan and emceed by a very special lineup.
Distinguished guests from all over the world will converge in Tainan. This offers them an opportunity to delve deeper into the rich history of the city at the state banquet.
She is Karen Kuo, spokesperson for Lai Ching-te's presidential campaign, with a wealth of experience hosting TV shows and events, and she won't be alone. Joining her will be Kevin Tai, a half-Taiwanese, half-Brazilian model who came fourth representing Taiwan at the Mr. Global 2023 pageant.
I'm super excited for this, really looking forward to it. For me, it's not just an opportunity to show the world the power of Taiwan's democracy, but also a way to show Taiwan the diversity of Taiwan. Even someone with a foreign-looking face can speak Mandarin and Taiwanese fluently.
The celebration for Taiwanese democracy is back after 4 years. The performances and MCs will showcase the diversity of the nation at Lai Ching-te's and Xiaobi Kim's inauguration on May 20th.
President-elect Lai Ching-te traveled south to Pingdong on Friday to preside over the launch of a new Taiwan-based brewery of an international company. As he received a warm welcome from employees, Lai also worked as a bartender for a day and poured himself a tall one from a beer tap. Lai also encouraged the brewery to become the best among the hundreds scattered across the world so it could become the pride of Pingdong.
President-elect Lai Ching-te personally pours himself a glass of draft beer and scrapes off the foam. Lai then started learning on the spot how to be a salesman for it, and he managed it in quite a stylish way.
Wow,
Lai was at the International Beer Company's Neipu factory in Pingdong to preside over its inauguration ceremony and served as bartender and brewer for a day. To be a brewer, you first need to understand how the process starts with raw materials. Lai listened carefully to explanations and understood the minute details of the entire brewing process. He also played guessing games with the staff and snapped selfies with them.
I think today's occasion is quite lively and full of enthusiasm. If the lights were dimmed, it might also be like a nightclub.
Lai was at the brewery all morning. Economics Minister Wang Meihua, who was accompanying him, joked that it was the first time to see a presidential figure hang around at a company for so long. Lai also urged them to do their best.
All kinds of resources coming from water and the geographical environment are excellent in all aspects because you are in Pingdong. I believe that with your expertise, you can make Pingdong produce the best quality beer among the some 160 breweries across the world.
Lai also campaigned for Pingdong farmers, hoping that the brewery could make use of more local products and develop beers with more local characteristics. At the same time, set up a model factory for tourists, so it could become the pride of Pingdong.
Premier Chen Jianren has weighed in on a KMT bill proposing to extend the lifespan of nuclear power plants. The KMT says the nuclear units should be allowed to operate for as long as safety conditions are met. Chen says the matter is not so simple in Taiwan due to the island's location along the earthquake-prone Ring of Fire. Let's hear from him.
Electricity generation from renewable resources already exceeds that of nuclear power plants. So the issue of extending the lifespan of nuclear power plants needs to be carefully considered. We also have to face challenges posed by nuclear waste. So currently at the Ministry of Economic Affairs and at Taipower, the plans are all in the direction of going ahead with the decommissioning of nuclear power plants. Of course, we also respect the decisions taken by the members of the Legislative Yuan, but we hope that information on the plan can be provided to everyone to discuss matters rationally.
Two nuclear power plants will soon be decommissioned in Taiwan. The two units at the Ma'anshan plant in Pingdong are slated for decommissioning this July and in May next year when their 40-year licenses expire. Construction of Taiwan's fourth nuclear power plant was halted in 2014. The KMT is calling for the first two plants to be recommissioned, for the third to remain in operation for longer, and for construction to resume in the fourth one. The International Technology Research Institute has signed a strategic partnership agreement with AUO Corporation. The goal is to promote industrial transformation and upgrade, as well as set up companies in the green economy. ITRI says this mode of cooperation leverages the strengths of both parties to boost the development of innovative technologies and raise international competitiveness.
3, 2, 1.
A representative from ITRI and AUO Corporation hold up massive seals and press them against the screen to complete the signing ceremony. In order to promote industrial upgrading and transformation and help create a competitive green economy, ITRI and AUO Corporation have signed a strategic partnership agreement to work together in four major areas: advanced displays, vehicle electronics and smart cabins, vertical integration solutions, and net zero emissions and ESG considerations. Both sides will leverage their advantageous position in different fields to upgrade industrial technologies and enhance international competitiveness.
ITRI's innovative prowess can complement our operations. I look forward to having a more efficient and systematic approach to integrating these two innovative forces in Taiwan, our company and this institute. That way we can collaborate more efficiently.
The leading panel manufacturer and ITRI have collaborated on a high-definition transparent projection screen. It's the world's first large-scale transparent projection technology. It's not limited by projection distance, affording viewers an enhanced experience at exhibitions and sports events. There's also this transparent vehicle display. It can be integrated into car windshields to present in-vehicle information and details on the driver's physiological state for enhanced driving efficiency and safety. Another highlight is the smart visual display technology for vehicles. Eye tracking technology detects where users are looking to show tourist information about surrounding landmarks on the passenger's window while reducing the likelihood of dizziness. The combination of GPS coordinates and eye tracking devices allows passengers to know what they are looking at on a tour.
We hope to collaborate more with industry players in the fields of smart cabins, smart hospitals, and even in consumer electronics. This is a top priority for ITRI's research and development efforts.
ITRI is joining forces with Taiwanese companies to take advantage of each other's strengths and take hold of a new generation of business opportunities.
The cheerleading squad at National Miaoli Special School has won gold at the 2024 ICU Junior World and World Cheerleading Championships in the U.S. The team performed a routine to music with Hakka elements, giving a nearly flawless performance during the final. Their clean moves helped them defeat their American opponents and bring home the title. The 20-strong squad began an intense training regimen after they were informed they would be representing Taiwan at the competition a few months ago. But the bigger struggle for the team was actually to get funding for the trip. Miao Li Commissioner Zhong Dongjing says the county government is exploring ways to allocate more funding to send outstanding athletes abroad. He says competing overseas is a good opportunity for athletes to gain international experience. Good news for those who are heading to Japan. On Friday, Japan's central bank said it would keep its policy rate unchanged, plunging the yen to a fresh 34-year low against the U.S. dollar. The exchange rate shot up to 156 yen against the greenback, its lowest point since May 1990. In practical terms, this means that you get 55,000 yen more when you exchange 100,000 NT compared to last year, and that's equivalent to 7 trips to Tokyo Disneyland.
The numbers of yen exchange for a greenback continue to climb upward as the currency hit a 34-year low against the U.S. dollar. On Friday, the Bank of Japan announced at its monetary policy meeting that it would maintain its current benchmark interest rate.
In today's meeting, we decided to maintain financial market policy guidelines that were determined in March, which is to promote raising short-term interest rates to 0% to 0.1%. Purchases of long-term government bonds and corporate bonds will also be conducted, according to guidelines from the March meeting.
The yen has been continually depreciating as the U.S. dollar has continued to strengthen. On April 10th, the U.S. announced its latest inflation and consumption data for March, which exceeded market expectations. Investors one by one sold Asian currencies, including the Japanese yen, and bought greenbacks, seeing that their exchange rate is continuing to depreciate, causing commodity prices to skyrocket. Japanese companies and people are seething with anxiety.
The prices of many things in everyday life are constantly rising. Hotels have become more expensive, transportation costs are also high, and prices for foods and beverages have all increased, making dining out very difficult. The depreciation of the yen has exceeded our company's expectations too much, and if this continues, our overall national strength will have problems.
Since the beginning of the year, the yen has depreciated by more than 9%, making it the worst performing currency among 10 major industrialized countries. Some analysts believe the fall could get worse and the yen could slide to 160 against the greenback, provided Japan's central bank and Ministry of Finance stay put and do not intervene in the market.
Taiwan is looking to Southeast Asia as a pipeline to fill the region's shortage of high-tech talent. The number of foreign students to the island has been growing, especially from Vietnam and Indonesia. Voice of America's Pei Hong Lim reports from Hsinchu.
These students from Southeast Asia are not only learning Chinese in Taiwan, they are also getting technical skills training in their field of study. About an hour south of Taiwan's capital, Zhong Minghui from Vietnam is earning a master's degree at Minxin University of Science and Technology.
When I came to Taiwan, I heard that Taiwan is advanced in chemical and material fields. I really like these fields.
Vietnamese student enrollment in Taiwan is growing. They are the largest group of foreign students in Taiwan and account for nearly a quarter of all international students at 27,000. There has also been an increase in the number for students from Indonesia. One of them is future civil engineer Happy Merita, who says it was earthquakes that brought her to Taiwan.
I'm really interested to study here because Taiwan is known for its advanced construction method.
Students like Happy and Zhong are the answer to Taiwan's talent shortage in tech, a problem that is made worse by the island's dropping birth rate. Taipei last year launched a plan to nearly triple the number of foreign students by 2030, retaining two-thirds for after graduation jobs. The island has been looking to Southeast Asia as a pipeline for new talent. Foreign students are also drawn to the island. For Marita, the attraction is Taipei 101, the tallest building on the island.
It's the famous tourism spot, but I could learn about how it's the construction method that used in the Taiwan 101, how the building is built.
Especially how the building sways but stays strong during an earthquake. Many students are pairing their studies with internships in Taiwan with the hope that they will land a high-tech job here in the future. Pei Yong Lim, VOA News, Hsinchu, Taiwan.
A farmers group in Zhanghua has won fame for a volleyball tournament held in a rice paddy. The Games in the Mud began 4 years ago in Erling Township. Now, the local teams have even been asked to appear in a commercial for a major sports brand.
A player falls but is straight back on his feet, only to flop on his belly again at the next hit. These volleyball teams consist of local players of all ages. As they play, they are covered with mud from head to foot and glowing with happiness. This paddy field volleyball was filmed by an international sports brand for a commercial. The players had a special filming session for the brand, but in real life, these local farmers really are out here playing in the mud. The tournament is normally held in the summer, but on the day of filming, it was January and a cold snap. The players duked it out in just 10 degrees Celsius for about 6 hours. There were plenty of numb hands by the end of the day. It all began here in Erlin Township in Zhanghua when a farming association linked up with the Leisure Association to concoct a new marketing strategy. They wanted to hold a photogenic competition connected to the paddy fields. 4 years ago, the collective brainstorming produced this paddy field volleyball project, which got everyone talking.
Some people play volleyball in water, some people play on the beach, but no one else plays in paddy fields.
The sports brand's slogan this year is, "You got this." It is thought the image of amateur athletes rolling in the rice field mud would make an impact. For the farmers of Erlin, it's a genius marketing strategy, a workout, and a lot of fun.
Now we visit a charming bookstore in the mountains of Hsinchu. The couple who run this hidden gem in Beipu have quite a story about its inception. They came upon a house by accident while they were searching for their beloved dog after a typhoon. It all began on a hike in the mountains.
On holidays, I often go to Ujin Mountain. My wife and I both love nature. When we went up there, a dog came up to us as soon as we parked the car.
Mr. Chen and his wife made friends with a stray dog on Uji Mountain and often went up there to give him food. They even gave him a name.
He is brown with streaks of black, and we love coffee, so we named him Mocha.
But the couple's happy days with Mocha didn't last long. After a typhoon, they searched everywhere for him, ending up in Beipu in Hsinchu. There, they fell in love with a quaint mountain town.
We drove over from the cabin on Ujin Mountain and happened to stop in front of this house. And there was a little note saying, "For sale," with a phone number. We could see it was an old house, and we both love the feel of old houses like this. There's a big tree next to it too, which made us like it even more. So that's how fate brought us together with this house.
The couple upped and relocated to Beipu and now run a small bookstore and cafe there. They have never found Mocha, but every day they wake up in the house that he helped them find.
Rains battered Taiwan on Friday with particularly heavy downpours in central and southern Taiwan. The wet weather isn't expected to ease up until Sunday. After a brief respite on Monday, more rains are expected starting Tuesday with the arrival of another front. The West Coast will see localized heavy rains on Wednesday and Thursday. Let's hear from a meteorologist.
From Friday night to the early morning on Saturday, the rainiest areas will still be central and southern Taiwan. During the day on Saturday, there is a chance of rain all over the country, and the wet weather will linger into the evening. The heaviest rain will be in the western half of the country, especially in central and southern Taiwan. The next front is a convective current coming in from the sea, so there could be heavier showers. The heavier showers could be accompanied by short downpours, similar to the current weather. There could be strong gusts of wind, heavy showers and sudden heavy rains.
Heavy rain swept across southern Taiwan on Friday with lightning strikes throughout the day. In Annan District in Tainan, a power cable was struck by lightning, leaving 400 households without electricity. Tai Power personnel were immediately dispatched for repairs, which took 5 hours in the rain. Flooding was reported along Min An Road in Renda District, with 15 centimeters of water on the road. Over in the outlying islands, a storm shut down Penghu Airport twice, resulting in delays for arriving and departing flights.